Acadia National Park's new transportation plan includes a new reservation system and expanded public transit to handle growing congestion. It would require visitors with cars to make reservations to see some of the park's more congested areas, including the summit of Cadillac Mountain or the Jordan Pond House. Park spokeswoman Christy Anastasia says the park also plans to expand its free public transit system. And she says visitors can also still use other lots in the park that will, at least for now, continue to be first come, first served.
There's parking lots that are off of the park loop road system that people use to park their car and then hop on their bicycle or walk in. So I think, folks will figure out the best way to get into the park, when they want to get here.
The reservation system would initially only be used during Acadia's peak season from mid-June to mid-October. But the changes would begin no earlier than next year and would likely take up to a decade or more to implement fully. Visits to the park rose by nearly 60% between 2007 and 2017.